over.
Let the games begin.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. Various artists' compilation discs have come a long way from the days of K-Tel and Ronco and their annoying commercials. Originally intended to suck a couple more bucks out of some songs destined for the cutout bin, the nostalgia craze of the 70s and the Nuggets series of albums in particular would transform these cheesy records into heaven for collectors of obscure, sometimes impossible to find 45s, all compiled in one place. And start a record and later CD genre that's still going strong. This and the next few weeks, the Vinyl Garage explores this industry phenomena, starting with the aforementioned Nuggets and continuing with other notable collections. Let's drop the needle on some way cool records.
Touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
Last night.
is your public execution, I think I'm gonna go right on ahead. Mailman brought your letter, babe, where you told me how you feel and about the things he said he told you, and how it is I'm such a heel. I could never be honest that to you I'd always lied, that he saw me take some other hide for a two-wheel pony ride. You at least might have asked me if the scene was really what it seemed, but like a queen ruled by her jester, your conclusions was his scheme. Convinced yourself I was the only one really make you happy, satisfy your soul. Now you say I failed you since we spent up all my gold. Have you ever seen the truth before? Have you ever made a try? Such a thing for you so impossible, with them beams all in your eyes. Said you want one good chance to really put me down, and how you love to smear my name all over my hometown. Said some mouse made a fool of you and said don't waste a dime. Your phone is out of order now, babe, for me you got no time. If this is really what you're thinking, that it's really, really all my fault, you better find yourself a welder, baby, that you got lost in your vault. Yeah, you've got your points, but over now it seems you found a match. Burn the bridge behind you, babe, slam your door and pull the latch. I know just how you're hurting from your feelings as they burn. I'd like to say I'm sorry, but it's no longer my concern.
She down, I think I love you.
Nuggets Phenomena's iconic first cut, The Electric Prunes I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. The Prunes' name started out as a joke, but proved to get them noticed among hundreds of other garage bands doing the very same thing. Mouse in the Traps, a public execution, is to Bob Dylan what the Knickerbockers' lies were to the Beatles, doing Bobby better than Dylan himself, from a Fraternity Records single from 1965. Liar Liar was the only hit from the Minnesota boys The Castaways, found on the Soma label, also from 1965. The band never released an album. From their only long player and as a single, the Mojo Men's very Mamas and the Papas light cover of the Stephen Stills song Sit Down, I Think I Love You. The album Mojo Magic was released on the GRT label in 1968. The Third Rail was primarily a writing exercise for ex-Brill Building songwriter Artie Resnick and their almost top 50 single, Run, Run, Run. Artie was responsible for the Drifters Under the Boardwalk, the Rascals Good Lovin', and the 1910 Fruit Gum Company's Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
Round and round. zephyr breeze. A mushroom hangs above the ground.
Oh, So cold, you think you own the world, but you don't own my soul. A little competition now, maybe that'll wake you up, stir up some ambition, yeah, and really shake you up. Yeah.
Rock band, the Magic Mushrooms, tells more about the genre from which they come than any other factor, and their single, It's a Happenin', fills in any gaps in the story. released on the A&M label in 1966. When Herb Alpert, and he's the A in A&M, found out what a magic mushroom was, he pulled the record off the market. What a square. Normally a song as common as this doesn't make its way onto the show, but I've included the Youngstown band, The Human Beings, for three reasons. One, Nobody But Me is a great song. Two, they're local boys. And three, the story behind their name is too cool not to repeat. Originally, The Human Beings, with a G, signed to Capitol in 1967. Capitol misspelled it, omitting the G, telling the band the spelling would be corrected before any records would be printed. They didn't. It stuck. The song was originally by the Isley Brothers from 1962. No Friend of Mine was the sixth single for this Texas band, The Sparkles. Garage band at its best. Snarling vocals, fuzzy guitars. Another band from Minnesota, The Litter, and their biggest hit, actually only a regional hit, Action Woman, a Scotty label release from 1967. I Ain't No Miracle Worker by the Brogues was ahead of its time, released in 1965 on the Challenge label. It was way more heavy in vocals and fuzz guitar for the year. Being from the Bay Area, they were not exactly welcomed by the folkies in San Francisco. But that would change 2 years later in 1967.
So much higher, my soul is burning inside, yeah. That flame is turning to a fire, just like the change in the tide. I'll see the towns from the north to the south, from the east to the west, yeah. All the cities, all the countries, before that long, long rest, yeah. I'm going all the way, yeah. I'm going all the way.
Most of these songs you won't hear anywhere but here in the Vinyl Garage.
I don't care what they say. I'm gonna keep it anyway. I won't. Black hair with the little white specs.
The Squires were a big deal in Bristol, Connecticut, but pretty much nowhere else, although their only single, Goin' All the Way, found its way to a major label, ATCO, in 1966, changing their name from the Rogues at the insistence of the label. Written in 1965, it took its third release in 1967 to get any national attention, making its way to the top 100. Little Black Egg by the Nightcrawlers would be covered multiple times, my favorite being the Cleveland Punks' The Pagans from 1979. The song Diddy Wah Diddy was written and recorded in 1955 by Willie Dixon and Bo Diddley, referencing a mythical place where all is right. But it took Captain Beefheart and his magic band to rock up this blues tune for a new generation of listeners. One of the few Beefheart cuts that could be classified as music. They were first the Blue Velvets and would eventually morph into Creedence Clearwater Revival, but in between, they were called the Gollywogs. The Tom and John Fogerty Band would last until late 1967. Their Fight Fire single was from 1966 on the Scorpio label. The Louisiana band The Uniques featured future country singer Joe Stampley on lead. The You Ain't Tough single was released on Paula Records in 1966. Next up, four cuts by bands that are best known for other songs, starting with The Leaves, the B-side of their first single from 1965, Too Many People, released before they broke out with Hey Joe. The Knickerbockers' One Track Mind was the follow-up single to Lies from 1966. The Standells of Dirty Water fame and Why Pick on Me, their third single of 1966, and The Shadows of Night from their second LP, Backdoor Men, with the lead-off track, Bad Little Woman.
Too many people are trying to change me. Too many little woman. Yeah, bad little woman. You're about to ruin my baby with your bad, bad ways. He drives a big shiny Cadillac. Yeah, big shiny Cadillac. And he's evil too. Yeah, he's evil too.
Thank you.
Their entire output was three singles, only the first just barely making it into the top 100 at number 99. Richard and the Young Lions Open Up Your Door on the Philips label from 1966. San Franciscans The Mystery Trends' one single, Johnny Was a Good Boy from 1967, on a major label, Verve, who failed to promote them in any way. They were contemporaries of the early San Francisco sound bands who, one by one, were signed to recording contracts. The trend was better than most, but took their record and faded quietly away. And we're fading away, not quite as quietly though, with a song that just doesn't seem to fit into the mid-60s. When their contemporaries were releasing psychedelic, fuzz-heavy, almost hard rock records, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs were stuck in the 50s. Their Woolly Bully, more of a novelty than serious rock and roll, but yet, it did chart at number 2.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
With the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
You got it.